Millions of people struggle with depression every year. Commentator Marion Winnick is one of them.
The first time I saw a bottle of Prozac on the kitchen counter of a neighbor, close to 10 years ago, I felt a pang. I'd never thought of Karen as depressed or sad. Was she concealing it from me, or was I just too insensitive to notice? Soon after, I began to wonder how sad Karen was, really. Was she sadder than me? How happy are we supposed to be, anyway? How does one gauge one's unhappiness, especially if one is a white American with a home and a family who should thank God she doesn't know what trouble is? In another decade, when I was pregnant with my last child, huge and slow and blindsided by misery, with dark thoughts no pregnant woman should ever think whizzing through my head like random bullets, I slipped right past these philosophical conundrums and went on Zoloft. It got me through, but I didn't like it. I was already a blimp, so it was hard to tell about weight gain, but it definitely messed me up sexually and made all my emotions feel wrapped in cotton wool. I've always hated taking medication, a fact which surprises people who know my past, but these people don't understand the difference between medication and drugs. Actually, drugs could be part of my problem in evaluating the state of my happiness, with those brief interludes of chemical euphoria having raised the bar permanently, yet futilely. But in the same way, having ever been young could be the problem, or having fallen in love, or having won, or been chosen, or made something beautiful, or swum in the Caribbean Sea. Ecstatic experience makes suckers of us all. The day I gave birth to my daughter, joy exploded in me, and I have not taken another Zoloft since, which is not to say I've been happy. In fact, I've been a wreck at least part of the time. Over 100 million prescriptions for SSRI antidepressants will be written this year, taken by people with terminal diseases, people going through divorces, kids with ADD, sufferers of chronic headaches, binge and purge eaters, as well as the old-fashioned clinically depressed, the bereaved, the rejected, the fired and retired, women with breast cancer, PMS, and menopause will take them too. Who hasn't watched the Zoloft commercial on TV and said yes to almost every symptom? Sometimes people don't care. Even if it blunts the highs as well as the lows, if it messes up their libidos and makes them gain weight, even if only 30% to 35% feel a whole lot better, even if they are dying anyway, they just can't stand the way they feel anymore. It seems wrong that we are made this way, that it can hurt so much just to live.
Marion Winnick is a writer who lives in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.